"Hey, watch it, you'll knock me into the water," shouted Eric the Oracle, who was an excellent swimmer. But today he didn't want to be in the river, rather preferring to be snoozing in his deck chair made of finely woven coloured grasses. Eric was wearing a new jazzy red and green patterned waistcoat, tightly fastened by only one of the three red silk buttons. He certainly didn't want to get that wet. He was very distinguished and somehow looked very wise. He patted his head to make sure his straw sun hat with its wide floppy brim was still firmly in place and called out to an angry, although rather sad, lonely-looking squirrel. "What's the matter with you?" The squirrel frowned, cross at being told off, and mumbled, "I'm fed up, that's what. Wouldn't you be if you had this?" and pointed behind him at his rather feeble-looking tail. Standing up and raising his monocle to his beady eye, Eric peered at the lonely squirrel with the thin, patchy fur on his limp-looking tail. He understood the squirrel's point because, clearly, unlike all the other squirrels in the forest who had big bushy tails, this poor squirrel's tail was thin and rather pathetic. Wistfully looking at Eric, he said, "Everyone in Blockley Bank says I'm ugly. I'm not like the other squirrels, and I don't belong, because I'm different. They say I'm not cool, so won't get any friends. They're right. I am different. I am ugly." And with that, the squirrel hit the water with his stick. With such force, Eric put up his hands and spluttered away a shower of river water. "Hey!" he shouted, rubbing his splattered monocle with the inside of his beautiful waistcoat. "Steady on, you're soaking me. There's no need to be angry just because you don't like people who say you look different. Anyway, it's true, you do look a bit different from the others. But you're still a squirrel. Looking different doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. What's your name?" "Mine's Eric." The balding squirrel looked suspiciously at Eric and replied, "Cedric. I'm from the cedar woodland just behind here." Casting a miserable look over his shoulders towards the woods, he added, "But they in there call me names like Patchy No Fur or Baldy. I hate them." Eric took a long, hard look at Cedric and, with a warm smile on his lovely old face, shook his head, heaved a big sigh and flopped back into his deck chair. He crossed his long, spindly legs, as he always did when he was about to think great thoughts, and took a long, noisy slurp of Dandelion Fizz Mix, which was his magical thinking potion, and which the woodland creatures bought for him every alternate week when the moon shone dark yellow with orange spots. Cedric wondered what was going to happen because he sensed a wave of quiet anticipation had swept through the riverbank and right across the woodland. "Now then, Cedric, it sounds like you hate yourself more than them. My friend, you can't change what other people think or believe about you, but you can choose what you think and believe about yourself. You'll be much happier in whatever you choose to believe about yourself."